The Edwardians by Vita Sackville-West. Read by Carol Boyd. Author's note. No character in this book is wholly fictitious. Chapter 1. Chevron. Among the many problems which beset the novelist, not the least weighty is the choice of the moment at which to begin his novel. It is necessary, it is indeed unavoidable, that he should intersect the lives of his dramatis personae at a given hour. All that remains is to decide which hour it shall be, and in what situation they shall be discovered. There is no more reason why they should not first be observed lying in a bassinet, having just been deposited for the first time in it, than that the reader should make their acquaintance in despairing middle age, having just been pulled out of a canal. Life, considered in this manner from the novelist's point of view, is a long stretch full of variety in which every hour and circumstance have their peculiar merit and might furnish a suitable springboard for the beginning of a story. Life, moreover, as we continue to consider it from the novelist's point of view, life, although varied, is seen to be continuous. There is only one beginning and only one ending. No intermediate beginnings and endings, such as the poor novelist must arbitrarily interpose, which perhaps explains why so many novels, shirking the disagreeable reminder of death, end with marriage, as the only admissible and effective crack in continuity. So much for the end. But there are obvious disadvantages to starting the hero off with his birth. For one thing, he is already surrounded by grown-ups, who, by reason of his tender and inarticulate age, must play some part in the novel, or at any rate in the first chapters of it.